brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into our number trace. Number three, ladies and gentlemen, Stefan Molyneux, philosopher, researcher, extremist, will be joining us coming up. Means he believes 2 plus 2 equals 4. Totally insane. He'll be joining us coming up in the next segment. I tend to get a little bit satirical by the third hour. I got to stop it. Just so much incredible news. Geithner on WNBC's Meet the Press. Okay, I got to stop doing that. I happened this weekend to be watching some rare television and surfing through cable and saw like 10 minutes of Howard Stern's Private Parts where they got that actor doing that. Now, let me tell you how you do radio here. Down there in Washington, D.C., that's little kid stuff, all right? What we do here at NBC, this is real radio in New York City. So let me see you try to say it. And you say it like I say it. WNBC. I'm sorry. It's so ridiculous. It reminded me. I got hired in talk radio without even trying. I was doing Access TV, and they just were going to talk at a station, and Colin got me on. They were real radio guys who'd been on the radio nationally, and they gave me the job. And then about a year and a half into that, they took better jobs. And let me tell you, the company hired people. The program director's last job had been in a B suit as the promotions person at a little bitty station, knew nothing about it. And he would call me in and tell me how to say the call letters. It was the same thing. And I'd sit there and I'd listen to this. Not that I knew anything about radio. I just knew about information. I'm a real guy. And it was not fun. Oh, boy. You know, over the years, you begin to sound more like a radio broadcaster just because you talk so much, you get a cadence. People think radio is this certain sound. Really, the radio sound was 70-year-old guys that have been smoking 2 packs of cigarettes and drinking Jack Daniels their whole life. And I didn't get it from really cigarettes and Jack Daniels, well, maybe a little bit years ago. I mainly got this deep voice. I always had a little bit of one, but a twang on top of it from screaming at political events and never taking voice lessons and actually coughing blood up a few times. I was screaming so loud, tearing my larynx. So that's how I got the 75-year-old whiskey drinker, cigarette smoker voice by the time I was about 30. Okay, now I'm digressing into things that don't even matter. Every one of these stacks of news is off the chart insane. Ay caramba. What does that mean? You just popped in my ear and you said ay caramba. Oh, ay caramba is the B-suit guy in The Simpsons. I don't know about The Simpsons. I've probably seen The Simpsons in the 15 years or whatever it's been on air 10 times. How long has The Simpsons been on? One of the longest running TV shows? So that, well, it was since middle school, it's 20-something years. See, I don't know all these things. I just know there's that one kid in there that goes, his breath smells like dog food. Okay, now I start thinking about morning zoo programs, and I'm starting it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I need to stop right now. I need to stop right now. You ever, a lot of folks, there's popular videos on YouTube where hosts have actually had me on morning zoo programs as guests. It is not a good thing. Because I can screw around is worse than anybody. In fact, I'm really somebody that wants to screw around. I want to fool around, have a good time, be happy, laugh a lot. But I can't because there's a bunch of crooks trying to rob me. So instead, I research their crimes constantly and get angry. Here's an example. They knew 20-plus years ago when they were approving the latest types of cell phones that they caused massive brain tumors. And here's two news articles on it today. Here's one from Fox News. Cell phones, cancer, and infertility. And they go through the studies of how it destroys your fertility and gives you brain cancer and how they knew all along. So it breaks it all down. But again, I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Pretty soon, conspiracy theory will just be able to read. In fact,
is it true, Granddaddy, that people once could walk?
Yes, it's true.
You're a conspiracy theorist, Granddaddy.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At the bottom right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com, we post some of the most informative videos. I did one today called The Control Left-Right Paradigm for Dummies. I think you'll want to watch it. Starring is my French Bulldog, Captain, full name Captain Fantastic Jones, debuting there on the channel. There'll be more specials where he informs uninformed voters about the control left-right paradigm at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Obama has announced, and we're doing the Google search term today, Obama dictatorship. Obama has announced he's doing carbon taxes without Congress passing it. He's doing internet kill switch, letting the Pentagon take over the internet without Congress passing cybersecurity. He is launching the Libya war and expanding it, getting ground forces ready. Even France said in the war, and the U.S. is in the news saying, no, we'll continue, without Congress's approval. Just all completely unconstitutional, totally illegal. The Pentagon even told Obama. He set up the governor councils, the rural councils under FEMA, with the Department of Defense and CIA and Homeland Security and TSA to operate in rural areas spying on citizens. All announced. I mean, they're actually saying this. No, who even needs a Congress? Obama is, who even needs to go to church? You can just worship Obama, like the dear leader Kim Jong-il and now his son. That'll be three generations. Why not Obama's daughters? Can you put crowns on them? But don't worry, this isn't a dictator of the personality. It's a dictator of the corporate, communitarian, collectivists, who collectivize our wealth through government control, who farm us, as Stefan Molyneux talks about. Really, that goes back to Animal Farm, Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. And that's what it is. That's what the most ancient societies were about. Who was the smartest, the best hunter? That's who the small tribes would follow. Then the priest class was developed, and they learned not how to hunt good or build, but how to manipulate the humans. So it's a subgroup of humans operating in a predator class way against the rest of us and building a false environment for us from cradle to grave so that we will go along and perpetuate the parasitic oligarchy. Now, our article, Obama's establishing a executive dictatorship, is one of the most important in a long time. You notice more and more. I used to say very important once a year. Now I say it every day because stuff gets crazier and crazier. But you read this article I put together with Paul Joseph Watson with the two videos I shot last night up here on the subject, and it goes over the whole thing. Gun control by executive order, he's now announcing. Oh, yes, victim disarmament. War in Libya without congressional approval. Debt ceiling, he says he'll use civil war powers on the Congress. Like they're southern states. That's AP. You can't make this up. I was pinching myself last night when I saw this. Carbon taxes, Obamacare, Obama's rural councils, Obama Council of State Governors, Internet kill switch. That's just some of the examples. We're doing the search term Obama dictatorship. Put it in those two words over and over again, and then secondary search Obama establishing to lead them back to this article. We always succeeded in the past. Now it looks like they've got a big list of popular terms that are blocked. So we'll see if this works. If not, I'll do an archaic term tomorrow that's very rare, and it'll be number one. But we're almost, this is one of our last tests here to see since they changed the algorithm, so help us out with that. Now, going for the rest of the hour, and we'll take some of your calls the last 20 minutes at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Stefan Molyneux is a blogger, essayist, author, and host of Free Domain Radio. Series of podcasts. He's written numerous articles and essays which have been published at Libertarian, LouRockwell.com, AnnieWar.com, and he's done over 1,800 podcasts self-published, and he's coming out with a bunch of books as well. So he joins us today. As promised, I wanted to get him back. Time flies via video Skype, and there's so much to discuss, but in a few minutes I want to play the NBC piece with Geithner over the weekend, where he came out. In fact, I'm looking for the exact quote here. Geithner on Meet the Press and said, for a lot of people, it's going to feel very hard, harder than anything they've experienced in their lifetime now for a long time to come. So he says, this is the worst thing in our lifetime. This recovery is so good, Stefan. And if you say this engineered global depression is not a wonderful recovery, you are a conspiracy theorist, Stefan.
It's very sad but true, Alex.
It's good to have an extremist on with us. What do you make of the fireworks going on in the economy, the police state, all the bizarre behavior? I mean, the ruling class is going insane.
Well, you know what it is, Alex? I mean, my training is in history, and it's like a grim rewind to the last days of the Roman Empire. You could slap togas on these guys, and it would be pretty much a frame-to-frame repeat where you get the imperial presidency, you get the continual withering of Congress into a sclerotic kind of money-grubbing, taxpayer-raping kind of institution. So this growth of charisma, this growth of dictatorial powers, this stepping over any last remnants and shreds of constitutional legality is all been played out before, and I hope we learn enough from this phase in history that it's just not going to happen again. We can hope for the best that way.
Well, that's what's horrifying. Anybody that's ever cracked a history book knows that excesses by corrupt elites using government power are legion, and that liberty is the rare jewel that must be defended, as Thomas Jefferson said. I don't think the general public realizes that governments always go to complete excess and turn our wonderful lives into living nightmares.
Well, and another thing that's interesting, what you can see going on in Europe is a very fascinating thing, which we talked about the last time I was on, that when government is at some point restrained or controlled or minimized, all it does is it opens up the free market. The free market generates wealth. The government then uses that excess wealth as collateral to borrow more. And so you can see the Irish tiger of the 90s has now become one of the biggest debt-ridden countries in the EU. Portugal has had a 10-year, very successful end of the war on drugs. You think that would give them lots of extra money? No, they're also going down. Moody has just downgraded Portugal's banks to junk status because we have a war going on between the U.S. dollar and the euro about which one is going to, it's like watching King Kong and Tyrannosaurus Rex go at each other with chainsaws. It's which one is going to fall first, so there's a few extra dollars.
It is like Mothra and Godzilla.
That's right. Except the special effects are even cheesier and the subtitles are even worse. But yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You know that Bin Laden thing was real. I mean, there's no lies here.
And you can see, of course, what happened when they're shipping drugs to, they're shipping weapons to Mexican drug lords. Yet again, we have another example of the people who are supposed to protect us arming our enemies, just as they did with the Mujahideen in the 80s, and just as they did by giving lots of money and aid to the Soviets during the communist
era. Saddam, look, they're using Al-Qaeda against Gaddafi right now.
Right, Gaddafi, and one of the reasons Gaddafi was invaded was he's sitting on one of the largest gold stores in the United, in the world, unlike the rest of the countries which seem to be conveniently ignored. If you look at the economic drivers of this current economic collapse, one of the reasons, of course, is that the baby boomers are about to retire, so they have to kill the system because there's simply no money there, so they have to create this emergency in order to get people to accept reduced circumstances. They have to create these wars to create these artificial emergencies and unity. They have to fight against other currencies that are gaining ascendancy in the general fear that the euro or some other currency is going to become the de facto trading currency for oil. If you just peel away the surface layers, it's all about control of fiat currency, control of the population, and of course it's our hope as thinkers and communicators that we can give people this red pill and have them wake up no matter how startling it might be.
Let me ask your opinion or your educated view on this. I didn't know this, but it's been linked on Drudge all day, drudgereport.com. Down in the middle of the article, they had the latest video of the six-year-old boy being groped once and crying, so they double grope him to really teach him as he's crying. I think my children would cry if this was happening. I mean, they don't like strangers. I mean, that's a normal instinct. But TSA lied to lawmakers, still conducting pat-downs. Why did they say in November and again in April that they're not doing pat-downs? And they said they'd stop doing them. Then they told Congress a month ago that it had stopped, and it's intensifying. I've witnessed it flying recently. What is this tactic of lying? Is it just to set the precedent that they're going to lie in plain view and they don't care?
Yeah, I mean, there's that old joke, how do you know a politician is lying? There's a microphone around. That is the way it goes, that these people are sociopaths. They're pathological. There was a study that was done recently, and it's sort of not funny, though it is funny in a way, which said that serial killers have similar characteristics psychologically to politicians, with the exception that we don't give serial killers aircraft carriers, nuclear weapons, and endless prison systems to incarcerate their victims.
Well, that's serial actually what's taught, as you know, in high-level criminology, that... Actually, they call them what high-functioning psychopaths tend to actually get into government. They don't start killing and stuff until they get that immunity and that power, and that's why the Stalins, the Hitlers, the Maos are the norm in history, and a Thomas Jefferson is the exception.
Right, and so one of the characteristics of sociopaths is that they're consistently lying. The second is that they look for whatever weak spot you have and will exploit it for their own gain. And one of the things that's very true of the West, and I think this is very true of Americans, Americans are very, very generous people. They give a lot to charity. They really want to help the poor. And so the sociopaths in power say, ah, you care about the poor, do you? Well, we'll take care of the poor. And then they just raise the taxes. Oh, you care about the sick?
Let's
raise the taxes so we can take care of the sick. Oh, you want the poor children to be educated? Blah, ha, ha. Let's raise the taxes so we can educate the poor. And people fall for this without realizing that these things are just a pretext for increased theft.
And we'll give them shots so they don't get sick, filled with cancer viruses.
Yeah, I missed the politicians that had those little pencil-thin mustaches that they could roll, you know, the blah, the sort of evil laugh. There was a sort of funny joke in England recently, one of the dictators from the Middle East came to visit England, and they wanted to protest. The marching band wanted to protest, so they played the Emperor's theme from Star Wars. You know, bam, 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 bam. I really feel that should be played every time a politician walks into the room. They don't have to wear the black helmet and sound like they've got asthma, but I think that would really help clarify the position of power they have over us. And they should have stormtroopers on either side, just so the kids understand what sort of society they live in.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You weren't on an emergency mission this time. Several transmissions were sent to this ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. You are part of a Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Most impressive.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Join me and I will complete your training. The Emperor has foreseen this. Give yourself to the New World Order. Hand in your firearms. So
submit to carbon taxes for the children and the bumblebees.
Going back to Stefan Molyneux, that's enough from Sith Lord Darth Vader. Mr. Molyneux, this is a short segment. There's so much going on in the world. What is front and center on your radar screen?
Well, I'm really, really quite interested in the way that the American credit rating agencies have downgraded Portugal's debt and seem to be on the verge of downgrading Italy's debt. Greece was fairly small. It's a very small part of the EU, but depending on how you measure it, Italy is between the third and fourth biggest one on the size economy in the EU. So I think that they're really doing an attack on the euro at the moment to cover up the fact that the dollar is taking such a big dive relative to the euro. So, for instance, the rating agencies in America have said that they're going to look at any voluntary rollovers of the Greek debt, you know, just sort of keep buying more and more, as a kind of default. Yet the fact that the Fed has bought a staggering amount of American debt is not considered a default. America has already defaulted on its debt because it's buying its own treasuries. And so I think
stay on the leader. I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
I think that's going to be, I think he's playing a video game while I'm talking, but that's okay. I can talk to the listeners. But no, I think that's really, really quite fascinating to see these two giant beast dying currencies hacking away at each other rather than trying to deal with their own problems. Mathematically, the euro can't survive. Mathematically, the dollar can't survive. I don't know that there's much will to try and centralize these things into a larger central bank. I think that that's all kind of exhausted. So it is going to be quite fascinating. I think if we see a collapse of the euro, we might see a breakup of Europe into its more individual currencies, which might stave things off for a little longer. But, you know, I think people just really recognize deep down that the system as a whole, I mean, I think it's already dead. I think it's just doing that after-death body twisting.
I agree, and they sell us a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you look at the Rockefeller Foundation, over 100 years ago, now 111 years ago, they would fund the National Council of Churches to actually teach the end of the world's coming, don't get involved, you know, do whatever you're told. And now they have 2012 for the non-Christians to think the world's ending so that people just have a foregone conclusion. No, it's the opposite. These elites are pathetic. They can be defeated.
They can be defeated. And to me, the fundamental argument is just waking people up to the violence in the system, to the fact that fiat currency is based on violence. It is based upon a legal and moral attack upon any competing currencies. Gold-based currencies are robbed and threatened throughout the world. Taxes is based on threats and violence. The war on drugs is based on threats and violence. The education of miseducation, indoctrination of the young.
Fear will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this aircraft carrier. But that's impossible. Who will maintain control without the bureaucracy?
Right. Yeah, there's this weird thing that because the government has a monopoly on something like educating the young, if you take the government out of the equation, somehow the young won't be educated. It's like saying if you take a huge rock out of the middle of a river, that the river is still going to go around the hole rather than fill it in. And that's this weird thing. Because the government does it, if the government doesn't do it, it won't be done. Like there's no history where it was ever done before without the government. Roads were built without the government. The literacy rate prior to government education was far higher than it is now. Now we have this ridiculous spectacle of teachers cheating on tests in order to get bonuses. I mean, it's just sad and pitiful. The same thing which children get thrown out of school for, teachers are getting rewarded for. And this is happening so far throughout the system. There's nothing in the system that is working anymore except propaganda, which is always needed when a system doesn't work. And I just hope that the evidence is accumulating to the point where even the worst addict to state violence is waking up and saying, maybe this stuff doesn't work anymore. That's my particular hope. But of course, addicts are the last ones sometimes to see the basic truth.
Well, that's the other big issue, is they keep drugs illegal so the big mega banks can make bigger profits. When something's a black market, it's more expensive. And I've even heard talk show hosts that are pro-drug war now coming out and admitting the government deals the drugs and the drug war is a fraud. And so what do you think the system's going to do to try to stop this revolution of awakening?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to, as they're already doing, they're going to arm more of the drug lords, right? So lots of government weapons are going to find their way into the drug lords' hands. They're going to fund the crackdowns in Mexico and other places. And so this is to fight the example in Portugal, where 10 years of legalized drug use, or at least decriminalized drug use, has resulted in far lower drug addictions, far better treatment for the sick people who are addicted to drugs.
And lower crime.
What they're going to do, yeah, they're going to lower crime. They're going to arm the enemies. And so the enemies then create all of this violence. And then they say, aha, you see, you need us. to take a doctor who injects you with a poison and then says, I'm the only one with a cure. And that's all that they do over and over again.
Well, Stefan Molyneux is our guest. He's an extremist. He believes 2 plus 2 equals 4. I've never had such conspiracy theorizing on my show. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
We are back live. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. What is that, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific? Other times, Greenwich Mean, Imperial Gallic, whatever you wish. Going back to Stefan Molyneux, we'll give you his website and things in a moment. And go to your phone calls, a toll-free number to join us on any subject. Because our guest is just like I am, studying the news and history. He can speak to it from his own perspective. 800-259-9231. Okay, I want to tell you about a few of the evil, I was going to be sarcastic, sponsors we have. One of them is very evil. They're water filters for whole house, below the sink, tabletop, handheld filters, water bottles, all made in America. Very evil. PureWaterFreedom.com. Take control of your water supply today. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters. But again, it's a conspiracy to not want all the poison in the tap water. Continuing, Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted the best superfood by our friend, Mike Adams, from Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella spirulina kelp, dulse. It's also high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at interfood.com. 866-762-9238. Banners up at prisonplanet.com. And lastly, each week in the month of July, eFoodsDirect.com will be giving away an entire one-year supply of storable foods to a lucky winner. This isn't like 12-year-old garbage like most companies are out there selling. This is brand new, high quality. That's over $1,700 worth of food you can store for you and your family for emergencies or until you need it with a 15-year shelf life. To sign up, all you need to do is go to InfoWars.com or PrisonBonnet.com and click on their banners or simply go to the special offer page at E, that's the letter E, foodsdirect.com/Alex and enter to win. We'll be announcing the winners each Friday on the show like we did last Friday. Don't miss this opportunity and enter now to win big time. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Going back to Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, tell us about your website and how people can visit that.
Sure. It's at freedomainradio.com. It is the biggest philosophy conversation in history. But, of course, that's mostly just because of the new technology. And, yeah, we've had like almost 35 million downloads and video views and 10,000 board members. And so it's a really thriving community of people very interested in philosophy. So I hope to check it out. I got tons of free books up there. I just released one called The Handbook of Human Ownership, a manual for new tax farmers, which is a tongue-in-cheek, humorous instruction manual for new politicians on how to rule the herd.
Briefly break down the tax farmer system for folks that aren't familiar with that.
Sure. Well, you know, you look at a map of the world and you see these geographical regions in different colors with labels. And a lot of people think that it's about culture and a lot of people think it's about nationalism. But the reality is that all of the countries that you see on a map are actually just tax farms. And they are very modern tax farms where we are no longer assigned to our occupations like serfs. We're no longer owned directly like slaves. We're no longer eaten directly like the old style cannibalism of the Stone Age. Now we're allowed to choose our own occupations, which makes us more productive, which means that we can generate more money and wealth for our owners. The problem is, of course, that democracy can't work without massive bribery of the population. It's as true now as it was in ancient Greece, as it was in ancient Rome.
And that creates the collectivism and then destroys the human species, turning us into lazy, servile blobs.
Well, I hope that we're not going to get to a destruction of the human species. It certainly does destroy the economy in the long run. I mean, you can't have a democracy without debt because you have to bribe people, right? So the baby boomers who got $3 to $4 in services for every dollar they paid in taxes thought it was the best system ever. Look at this. We've got all this free health care and we've got all this free stuff and it's wonderful and it's great. The problem is, of course, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money to burn.
Well, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. What happens after the wolves have eaten all the sheep and eaten the sheep herder? You know, that's my issue for you. I see at the Bilderberg Group and things, a lot of big libertarians like the head of the PayPal mafia and others, you know, these multi-billionaires, they're pushing libertarian philosophy. But in the end game, now that through crony non-free market systems, they've consolidated control, now they're pushing austerity and cutting off resources, now that people are dependent, as libertarian or, you know, anarchic capitalism. But then they're always scapegoating the unfeasibility of the ongoing welfare state, ignoring the banker bailouts, ignoring the fiat money system that was designed to be impossible to pay back and convert us from the greatest creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation, the same for the, you know, every other nation. So, I mean, certainly you've seen in the whole globalist hive Borg, they're now putting some libertarian camouflage on top their backs a bit.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, you know the system is about to crash when libertarians are invited to run the show. Because that way, when the whole thing goes up in flames, everybody will remember, hey, who was in charge when it all crashed? Those crazy libertarians. And they'll just discredit freedom for another 1,000 years. So my strong, strong advice is, hey, you know, support Ron Paul if you think he's a good educator, and I think he is. But for heaven's sakes, libertarians and anarchists, do not go near anywhere this Titanic, because it already hit the iceberg, and you do not want to be anywhere near political power when the giant sucking sound of imploding fiat currencies and collapsing economies is heard around the world. You want to make sure that all of the idiots who made this mess are in charge when it goes down. So I know there's a great temptation to get in there and try and fix it. It's way too late. It was too late with the Great Society. That's sealed the doom of Western democracies. So stay away from political power, because don't be anywhere near the helm of this ship when it goes down.
Sure. I mean, even if you would be against tariffs, it's not, you know, when another country has high tariffs on you, you raise yours. That actually creates, you know, a level playing field. So tariffs, when the other has tariffs, is actually free market at a limited level. You know, things are sophisticated. They're not just, you know, black and white. There's a lot of gray there. But I am for no tariffs if the other people were actually, you know, doing it. The problem is they are tax farms, basically trying to cheat the other tax farms. But Ron Paul has said now is the time for him to try to get in, because it is imploding. He can go in and point out what they did. If not, they may use the implosion to sell more collectivism. But I do see your point about they could then scapegoat us like they did Smooth Hawlings. The economy was already in a depression. They got in, put tariffs in. They then blamed the depression on that when it had been the collectivist engineering the whole situation from the beginning. Let's play a clip from NBC's Meet the Press with Tiny Tim Geithner, the guy who told the Chinese they're not devaluing the dollar, and they laughed at him a few years ago because they were informed, unlike certain people here in the United States. And let's play this clip where he says the worst stuff of our lifetime's coming. It's going to be painful, and it's going to last for a long time. Here it is.
Treasury, Tim Geithner, Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Nice to see you, David.
What happened?
Well, this is hard. You know, it's politically very hard, but this is a grave moment for the country. We need to do something very big, very substantial to bring our long-term deficits down over time. We have to do that in a way that's good for the economy, so we give more support to this economy still healing from the Great Recession.
Oh.
And it's going to require both sides to compromise. The president's bringing the leaders together again at the White House this evening to try to figure out how to move forward.
Oh, so what does he actually say, though? Because you're hearing two different things. You hear Boehner saying, look, they're demanding tax increases. We're not going to do that. They've also said that you were backpedaling a bit on whether you'd cut entitlement programs like Medicare or Social Security. What's the fact?
That latter thing is not true. The president is standing tough. He is willing to do very, very difficult political things.
Like what?
Like
on Medicare.
Getting very substantial savings from the budget, across the budget, defense, the rest of government, even Medicare, Medicaid over the long term. There are things we can do responsibly to save money in those programs, and we have to do that if we're going to bring these deficits under control. But to do that, we have to have some shared sacrifice. We have to find a way to avoid shifting more of the burden of the tax system to the middle class. It's going to take a balanced approach. Both sides are going to have to make some compromises. And you know, just one thing to Republicans. We know this is very hard to do, but they should not walk away now from trying to do something good for the country. This is very important for the country now, for the economy to be growing long term, restore confidence that Washington can actually do things that solve some problems. You need both sides to come together.
What was the president's reaction to Boehner's move?
Well, you know, the president wants to do the right thing for the country, and he recognizes that to do the right thing, you have to try and do the biggest, most substantial deal possible, the deal that's going to be best for the economy. And, you know, his view is he's going to bring people together.
We had a miscommunication. I thought it was queued up to this quote. I know it's a long interview. Just see if you can, by the end of the show, find the place where he says, quote, "Meet the press. That is a very tough economy," he says, "that a lot of people... It's going to feel very, very hard, harder than anything they've experienced in their lifetime now for a long time to come." But I mean, just that first part, I'm glad that we didn't have it queued up to where I wanted, because that was even worse. They're now calling it the Great Recession. They're admitting it never ended. So now it's not Great Depression, it's Great Recession. We're 3 years in to having three quarters in a row of non-growth, even with Cook numbers. I mean, and here they are telling us massive taxes on poor and middle class to pay the bankers who've written the tax laws where they're almost completely exempt, that's going to fix things. I mean, these guys are something else, Stefan.
And who is taking a shred of responsibility for the complete failure of TARP and the stimulus package and all of the money that was blown and burnt and sent into the stratosphere to supposedly deal with this crisis. Now, it's like nothing ever happened. That they had this huge plan that was supposed to rescue us from the recession. Now they're admitting there was a recession anyway, but we're much more in debt.
And now they want to rape us again and rape us again. It's the same thing in Greece over and over again, and it's just never going to end.
And they, you know what the dangerous thing is, and don't you just hate being right all the time? Oh, I wish I would be wrong.
Because
you make these terrible predictions and you just want to be wrong. Because they're starting to use the word sacrifice. I predicted this about a year ago, that there was going to be no recovery. And when there was no recovery and things began to get worse and worse and the debt ceiling was going to be bumped up against and the entitlement programs were under threat, what they were going to start talking about, Alex, was the need for shared sacrifice.
Yeah, and now they've introduced a bill where we voluntarily have money taken out of our check. And the inside baseball is, once they totally default, they're just going to use that. Here's an example. My dad was going to sign up to pay online taxes to the private Federal Reserve through the IRS with Wells Fargo, and it turned out it was a Goldman Sachs waiver. In fact, it's out in my car. And the whole thing, you waive your rights. They're now a tax reporter. You allow them to take all the money out of your account and give it to the government. It's a contract where you waive all your rights in the future and allow them to share all your data. When you get a cloud computing thing with Amazon, they waive your rights and say they now own your data. I mean, these people are out of control. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they're completely out of control. And now they're going to start talking about sacrifice. And sacrifice is political ease for bend over, grab your shoelaces, this ain't going to be pretty.
Because well, take Lord Rothschild. He's got giant $300 million yachts, jet airplanes. He rented a whole giant island for his party for 300 people. World leaders went there. Taxpayer paid for security. They would come across the water, grab cameras from mainstream media, erase them. And he literally is then giving speeches about not being able to take a hot bath or have a heating in the winter because it's hurting the earth with carbon. It is such a sick joke.
Yeah, I have a tough time understanding how people take this at all seriously. But now this talk of sacrifice, when the ruling classes are backed into a corner and all of their disastrous uses of violence and deception have caught up with them, then they start talking about shared sacrifice. And shared sacrifice means you all better get used to a pretty damn low standard of living because the whole system is coming down and we're going to grab as much gold and treasure as we can. And you're going to be left with, Tang as your meals. And that is what is going
to
happen.
Oh, hey, when I go to Whole Foods now for 3 years, it's all how sexy austerity is and how it's good to be in a depression. And all the trendies are like, oh, yeah, we're imploding. It's so fun. Oh. So they're now making it fun to be a poor slave.
Yeah, they're absolutely doing that kind of stuff, and it's completely wretched, and we need to push back on the idea of sacrifice. This is not how the West was built. The West was not built on let's accept lower and less and more poverty and less access to information and less of a high standard of living. That had nothing to do with how the West was built. The West was built on life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property rights, and freedom, and a growth in the economy that was continual so that we could deal with things like environmental problems by wealth, not through poverty. You know, to solve environmental problems, you need an excess of wealth so that you can install scrubbers, so that you can have more localized production of energy. You don't want a poverty-based reduction in your
standard
of living.
That's right. Wealth makes things cleaner. Wealth,
yes,
on record, makes you have less children. And instead, they've blocked development, making it filthy squalor.
Yes, and they're going to call this sacrifice, and what they're going to do is they're going to try and make a virtue out of surrendering the last vestiges of your middle-class lifestyle and say, it's for the planet, it's for the children, it's for the future, it's for the spotted owl, it's for the fish in the sea, it's for everything. This has nothing to do with it. The only way to solve environmental depredation is through the privatization. Oh, and here's another thing while I'm on that topic of privatization. You're also going to see a massive privatization of government, which is another form of tax increase, because what happens is let's say they privatize the parks. Well, before, you didn't have to pay much to get into the parks because it was absorbed in your taxes. Now, when they privatize the parks, you're going to have to pay a lot more to go into the park. It's just another form of raising your taxes. So they're going to sell stuff off, and they're going to take the profits for themselves, and then you're going to have to pay the private company.
Well, it's not real privatization either, because it's all done inside deals.
That's right. Yeah, just as it was in Russia. And, oh, okay, last thing. So I'm in a good rant fest here. The banks have now recently been threatened with you have to pay $30 billion, and we're going to wipe out any problems you had with your fraudulent mortgages. And they have almost no proof. They don't know how far this mortgage fraud goes. And I imagine it goes enormously far. And I bet you that the wisdom of Solomon could not figure out who actually owns a house in America anymore because it's been so split up and diversified and sold all over the planet. But now what they're saying is they're going to shake these banks down, the five or six major banks who defrauded the U.S. government, defrauded the customers and lied about the, at least according to the allegations, lied about the quality of these investments to investors all around the world, that they're going to get let off with $30 billion. People say, well, that's a lot of money. But it doesn't come out of the pockets of the people.
There's 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. Bank of America's taking houses they never even had a deed to that are paid for with people that have pure title going back decades. It is in the thousands of trillions, and yeah, they're telling the big banks, government's going to guarantee all this if you put $30 billion in with the big six banks. That doesn't even come to $200, $300 billion. It isn't even near $1 trillion. And if the public hears $30 billion, that sounds big. You're absolutely right, Stefan Molyneux. Let's go to some calls. I'm skipping this network break, and I want to go 5 minutes into overdrive so we get to Beth, Michael, Brian, Sean, George, and others. You're on the air, Beth, from Texas with Alex Jones and Stefan Molyneux. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. What my question is I'm wondering with I've bought some gold and silver, and what I'm wondering is that are we ripe for confiscation, or will they do it in another way, basically through taxation? Right now, if I sell some of the gold and silver I have, there's a 28% capital gains.
It's I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but folks, that's why gold's really good because it's hard to track. Look, here's the deal. People say, why should I own gold? They could take it. Well, why should I have children? They could die in a car wreck or, you know, die of cancer. God forbid they don't, but I'm not out of fear not going to live. Gold and silver aren't perfect. And yes, I believe down the road they're going to try to slap taxes on. They're going to try to take it. But it's better than them just taking it through inflation or taking it right out of your bank account. It's harder for them to get. Do like my grandmother's father and my grandfather's father, both of them, different parts of Texas, didn't turn their gold in when the Fed said do it in 33. And so it comes down to the end of the day saying, I'm not doing what you tell me, crooks. And if enough of us do it, they can't enforce on us. What do you say to that, Stefan Molyneux?
Well, I think that's right, and I also think that it's well worthwhile buying stuff at the moment with your fiat currency that can't be taken, right? So buy a bunch of food, buy some water, you know, stock up a little bit. Even if you don't think there's going to be a huge collapse, there's sure as heck going to be massive inflation in food prices over the next year. So that's a great way. I mean, they're not going to come and take cans from your basement, so you can convert your fiat currency into something you can eat, something you can use, grow a vegetable garden, do all of that kind of good stuff, unless you want to be arrested like some people are for growing vegetable gardens. But yeah, you
can convert Al-Qaeda garden.
Al-Qaeda gardens. The terrorist tomato is loose in the neighborhood. Oh, no. Run, run. That's right. The vegetables are coming. Flee.
She's facing 90 days in jail for a tomato plant in her yard. Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad. Yeah, so that would be my suggestion.
Beth, does that answer your... Beth, you can go in little coin shops and places, swap meets. You can buy gold and silver here and there. You can buy it from companies like Midas. I mean, so what? So, I mean, the crooks may announce tomorrow we've all got to be drafted to fight for Emperor Bumblebee or whoever's in power then. I mean, at the end of it, they may nuke Chicago and say the Easter Bunny did it. There's no telling what they'll do to try to make you love them through fear. And you just got to get the word out that they're the terrorists. They staged 9/11. And if you don't do that, they're going to keep staging terror attacks. How do you deal with government staging crises or wars as a pretext to make people primitively rally around the king, New World Order person? Stefan.
Well, I think all you have to do is point out the number of times that these things have occurred before. I mean, it's well established now that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was staged and fabricated, and that started a war that killed millions of people. Everybody's completely aware about the lies about the WMDs in both the British and American press. And isn't it shocking that the news of the world is shut down because they hacked a few cell phones? The fact that they supported a war that's killed over a million people and driven millions more into exile, that didn't get them shut down.
Well, this is political fighting. This is Soros striking at Murdoch. You know, these globalists even get in little fights with each other.
Yeah, that's true. They're the turf wars like the five families in New York. They're just turf wars, and we think that it's got something to do with our freedom, but it's just them battling over our tax revenue, which is really quite sad.
Absolutely. I mean, this well said. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you, Beth. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to just say I'm not with Stefan Molyneux. I agree that up in Michigan and in other areas where they're arresting people for growing tomatoes in their yard. I think that's reasonable, and that's what George Washington fought for. I'm not with the extremist, okay?
Right. Well, you know, he obviously cut down the cherry tree because you don't want to eat cherries. He, you know, he understood that the war really needs to be against fruits and vegetables. So I think that's why he chopped down that tree, and I think we're all with him on that.
Stefan, you are really starting to get it.
I really am.
You're not an extremist now. Good.
I feel like I'm not being dragged behind the train of Alex Jones. I'm actually clambering on the caboose and starting to walk up. And that feels good.
I think you're on your own train way up ahead of me there, my friend. You can't do Darth Vader yet, but we'll get you there. Michael, in Florida, you're on the air with an evil person. Go ahead. Oh, Michelle. Michelle, I got to read that better. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Stefan. Mine isn't so much of a question as it's, I wanted both your thoughts on this. You've been talking about for the past few weeks a possible false flag, maybe in America or in Europe, with Gaddafi. But
well, they would never do that. I mean, they shipped 30,000 guns to blame it on the Second Amendment into Mexico, and they wouldn't then perjured themselves. They would never stage a terror attack. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, that's okay. But my thought was, I know that we're the resistance and a lot of the Christians people, but they're supposed to be having this big summit in Washington, the CUFI, in July 18th through the 20th, I thought. But anyway, is it too far out there to think, because Glenn Beck's supposed to be there, and you just said they're going to blame it on Glenn Beck. Do you think it's possible that they would try a false flag? I mean, with thousands of Christians.
Well, let's not give them any idea. But yeah, they're all scaring us about the caliphate and Muslim extremists, and then publicly funding all the groups in every case, and funding Al-Qaeda right now against Gaddafi. I mean, I'm not saying some of these groups aren't out of control and dangerous. The point is, who fed that dog? Who trained that dog? And absolutely, false flag is the next card they're going to pull. You better believe it. You can see all the prepping and priming and Jim Jones Kool-Aid drills where they're telling us, when the terrorists attack, what do you do? Give our rights up to you. What do you do when the terrorists attack? Bend over and give you my bank account. What do you do when the terrorists attack? Let you grope our five-year-olds. What do you do when we stage the terror attack? Worship you. You're our daddy. Thank you for the call, Michelle. I'm going to go to Brian, Sean, George Lee. The show's about to end. We'll have internet only for 5 minutes, if Stefan can do it to finish those calls. Your comments on what I just said, Stefan Molyneux.
Well, you can see this happening already, Alex. I mean, they've cut hundreds of millions of dollars in military funding to Pakistan, which is going to destabilize the ruling governments. People don't understand, many people don't understand, the degree to which tyrannies around the world are supported by Western money for a variety of nasty and evil reasons. So there's going to be destabilization in Pakistan, and that, of course, is going to be pretext for another intervention and more control and more growth. So you just need to exploding this stuff ahead of time, put the predictions out there, and try and be as right as possible, and that's going to gain you credibility with anybody who's got a few brain cells left rolling around.
Well, they caught the CIA guy trying to give nuke material to Al-Qaeda to then blame it on the Pakistan government publicly 2 months ago. They're not playing games. They're getting that little ledger, that history ready when they blow up Chicago. They've already bought the properties they want to blow up. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hey, just sitting here with my 14-year-old daughter, working on getting her woken up, and thanks for waking me up, because I passed on a favor to a number of my friends, and they're getting the idea. But I had an idea. You're talking about Ron Paul, and I had a couple campaign slogans for Dr. Paul. You want to hear them?
Yes, tell us. The extremist, go ahead.
Their adaptation. The first one is Paul and no Fed.
Okay.
And, the second one is, it's the Federal Reserve, stupid.
I agree. Ooh, I'm going to do a T-shirt of that. I'm stealing that. It's the Federal Reserve, stupid. Beautiful.
All right. Glad you like it. And, you know, if he would just get up there while he's got a platform on the debates, he just start saying to the American people, do you know that the Federal Reserve is owned by Rockefeller, Rothschild, Warburg?
No, I agree. Ron Paul's great, but if he got a lot more hardcore, then that would have a bigger effect. Maybe we can give Ron Paul some Red Bull before he gets up there.
Yeah. Hey, just want to say, too.
Maybe we can waterboard Ron Paul with coffee, Starbucks coffee. No, the guy's 75 years old, works all day long, and he's a gentleman. And listen, I got to go. Stefan Molyneux, the main radio show's over, but I'm going to do 5 more minutes into Overdrive, sure. Internet only, at Infowars.com to talk to Sean, George, and Lee. Quick questions for Stefan Molyneux. I'm Alex Jones. We'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Spread the word, evil people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.